感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程，更多免费课程大家可以关注微信公众号随时随课，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课，我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。Good morning everyone, welcome back to Z Class. 欢迎来到随时练英语，我是 Jimmy。又到了周五我们的八卦小新闻时间哈 ,Gossip, a lot of juicy details. 那么上周呢我们说的是民国文豪郁达夫的个人生活点滴啊，说的是他初尝禁果啊 ,The Forbidden Fruit。那么今天呢我们要说的是一位他的非常要好的朋友，可以说是知己啊。那么他的这一位知己呢，朋友圈其实没有我们想的那么广。提到他呢，很多人会觉得难以相处啊。那么这一位呢，跟郁达夫呢，但是非常的好。他呢也是民国文豪，比郁达夫的名气呢还要大，那就是鲁迅了。两人呢确实是知己啊，就连两人的婚姻结局啊都是出奇的一样啊。看来这会儿吃瓜群众们已经等不及了哈。今天呢我们就抛开正史不谈，来看看鲁迅他的私人的情感生活。In Shanghai, Lu Xun finally set up with Xu Guangping. When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, they had shared a house with Lu Xun's friend, Xu Shouchang, to maintain the appearance of a platonic friendship between teacher and student. In Shanghai, Lu Xun finally set up home with Xu Guangping. When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, they had shared a house with Lu Xun's friend, Xu Shouchang,to maintain the appearance of a platonic friendship between teacher and student. 那么显而易见的就是啊，鲁迅呢，我们知道以前呢就传说啊，鲁迅他是跟他的学生啊，就是学生恋啊，确实这么一看来哈，作者写的就是他俩确实是学生恋。OK,Anyway,所以说呢，在最终啊，他跟他的学生啊，他的学生名字叫做徐广平。OK, 徐广平大家可能都听说过啊。那也就是由于鲁迅啊，大家才知道他的名字啊。他俩呢，最终是在上海啊定居了 ，set up home。那么当年呢，他们在1927年还在广州那会儿啊 ，when they lived in Guangzhou in 1927， 这会儿呢，他在广州有位非常要好的朋友啊，也可以算是他的知己吧，叫许寿长。OK， 许寿长呢，当时跟他是住在一间房，也就是说住在人家的房子里面哈。They share a house with Lucian's friend 许寿长啊。那么干嘛呢 ？To maintain the appearance of a platonic friendship， 为了维持啊师生之间的这种柏拉图式的友谊哈 ，platonic 就是柏拉图式的精神上的恋爱哈 ，between teacher and student， 这已经很明显了哈，他俩就是师生恋。词汇大师呢，今天我们来看一下需要掌握的一些重点单词 ：set up home，set up home， 定居 ，maintain。Maintain, 维持 Appearance, appearance, 表面 Platonic, platonic, 理想的柏拉图式的重点句型呢今天我们来学习如何用英语去表达你跟别人住在一起或者我们经常说的合住或者是合租 OK, 那么其实呢就用一个词就够了 Share, share a house, share an apartmentShare a home with somebody, 跟某人一起分享，也就是说跟某人一起共住。那原文当中也就说到了 ,When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, they had shared a house with Lu Xun's friend, 徐寿长。OK, 那么我们来造一个句子 ,For example, 比如说大家在大学里边跟室友住一起。The best thing in college is sharing a dormitory with roommates, and you might share some common ground.大学里面最好的一件事啊就是跟室友住在一起啊同时呢你们之间呢还可能有一些共同的交集。下面呢我们来学习发音与连读。In Shanghai, Lu Xun finally set up, 注意 finally 啊这个地方注意啊 finally, 中间双元音开口大一点 finally, finally, Lu Xun finally set up home, set 这个词发得非常短干净利落不要拖 set,然后 set up, set up home, set up home. Lu Xun finally set up home with Xu Guangping. 第二句 When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, lived, 发音非常短促哈干脆 lived, 不要拖 lived in. When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, They had shared a house. House, 注意要到位。House, 口型要非常大。House. They had shared a house. They had shared a house with Lucian's friend, 徐寿长。To maintain, 注意 maintain, 它的发音 maintain. To maintain the appearance. To maintain the appearance of a platonic. 注意这个词重音啊 platonic.中音在它上面，不是 platonic， 也不是其他的词 platonic of a platonic friendship between teacher and student。下面我们来逐句的跟读模仿。In Shanghai, Lu Xun finally set up with Xu Guangping. In Shanghai, Lu Xun finally set up home with Xu Guangping. When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927,They had shared a house with Lu Xun's friend Xu Shouchang to maintain the appearance of a platonic friendship between teacher and student. When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, they had shared a house with Lu Xun's friend Xu Shouchang to maintain the appearance of a platonic friendship between teacher and student. 下面呢，我们进行整体的整句合成训练。In Shanghai, Lu Xun finally set up home with Xu Guangping. When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, they had shared a house with Lu Xun's friend, Xu Shouchang, to maintain the appearance of a platonic friendship between teacher and student. In Shanghai, Lu Xun finally set up home with Xu Guangping. When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, they had shared a house with Lu Xun's friend, Xu Shouchang,to maintain the appearance of a platonic friendship between teacher and student. 下面我们进行今天的跟读训练。When they lived in Guangzhou in 1927, they had shared a house with Lu Xun's friend, Xu Shouchang, to maintain the appearance of a platonic friendship between teacher and student.